I'm excited. That'll be one of the probably one of the biggest games that I ever played in, and I'm excited. Looking forward to the competition.
You talked about Josh Robinson a couple minutes ago. Now the transfer from Squirrel White. What has it been like to gain chemistry with him and get to know him these last few months?
It's been great. Two veteran older guys that's played in big games. That played with really good guys like Squirrel White. Played at Tennessee in big games. He played in the SEC. Played with good quarterbacks. Joe Milton, Nico, Deuce Robinson played with Caleb Williams, quarterback I had last year. So being able to play with veteran guys that's been on that stage and played in those big games being able to like just, you know, conversate with them and pick their brain and us being able to be on the same page is going to help a lot. They've been helping me a lot and I've been helping them a lot. So I feel like our relationship is really good and they've been a big help and I'm excited to play with those guys.
And I know everything basically is new for your Florida State, but the offensive guys have scoring starters this year. How those guys join us, an experienced group, but they've been each other together as well.
Yeah, very experienced group, very talented, very big guys. You know, the most important thing is them communicating and them learning each other and being able to conversate and communicate. They've been doing a really good job of pouring into each other and working hard with each other. So I'm excited to see what fall camp brings and see how they work together.
Tommy, excited to have you in Tallahassee. Fun fact, I'm actually from about 20 minutes from Ware County, where you played high school football.
From?
So Brantley County.
Brantley County.
So we're not quite as good at football. I hate it. I could never cheer for y'all because of the Gators. But excited. So in 23, you were kind of more of a scrambler. I know you said you were a young quarterback just trying to run around and make things happen. 24, you kind of trusted your teammates a little bit more is what you said. How does this offense with Gus Malzahn kind of blend the concepts of using your legs and using your arm to kind of get the most out of the skill set that you bring? Because it is a unique skill set.
Yeah. 2023, like I said, I'm a little bit more loose. Game's a little bit faster, just going out there playing football, 2024, a little bit more mature. Game slow down, trying to trust teammates, trying to, you know, play a different way. 2025 is just going to be myself, and I'm just going to play football. I'm not going to worry about people say he's a runner, he's a passer, or he did this, he did that. I'm just going to go out there and play football and have fun, and I think that's what's most important.
Did you ever imagine you'd end up in Tallahassee at your dream school with Gus Malzahn, the coach you committed to first?
I did not, but hey, that just shows you how God works. God works in mysterious ways, and you know, it's a blessing. I'm grateful to be back with Coach Malzahn, and I'm grateful to, you know, be the quarterback of Florida State. It's a dream come true, like you said, and I'm forever grateful and I'm blessed.
And kind of a quick two-parter here. First off, can you talk about what it feels like, no disrespect to BC, but what it feels like to have the amount of weapons that you have around you now at Florida State? And then also, give me a name that maybe people are sleeping on right now.
It feels good to be around, you know, a lot of talent. I feel like having a lot of talent around me or a lot of talent in general around you as a person, it's going to help you, you know, sprout more, and it's going to make you look better. Those guys are going to make me look better. So I think that's going to be good for me. And what was the second one?
With somebody that maybe people don't know about yet, because I got a name in mind that I'm waiting to hear.
I would say Javon Boggs.
That was the one, yeah.
Javon Boggs. He's a freshman that came in. He came in early, and he's been taking his thing head on first, and he's been doing a really good job. He's one of the best freshmen I've ever been around, and he's just unique, and he's talented. He's a workhorse, and when the ball touches his hands, it sticks to him.
Awesome. And last one for me. Obviously, you have the best understanding of the 3-3-5 defense that Tony White's bringing because you go against it every day. Can you talk about some of the unique challenges of going against that defense?
It's difficult. It's really difficult, and it's a headache. I by far think it is the hardest defense that I will see this season because I don't think anyone else run a 3-3-5. But, it's complicated and it's difficult, and I feel like it's making us better, though, going against that defense because essentially when we face other teams who have true cover three looks or true base down looks and stuff like that, and whether those guys, it's complicated and schematically it's crazy. But I think it's going to benefit for us. I don't think it'll benefit from other guys or other teams or other quarterbacks, but me seeing it every day and going against it every day, having the opportunity to study it and go against it, I think it's going to make me better and make us all offensively better.
Awesome. Thank you.
You've been the coach of